Okay, talking about fruit, what would you call the inside part, the hard inside part of a cherry?
It's a pit on the seed.
What about of a peach?
Same thing. The same thing. Pit.
CRRC, okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for the kind of peach, you know, that the flesh is very tight against the seed?
That's a cling seed.
Okay. What about the other kind? That,
it's clear seed, isn't it?
And the part of the apple that you don't eat would be
the core.
Okay. If you were going to cut up some fruit and set it out to dry, what would you call that? You'd say you just had some...
drying some fruit.
Yeah. You ever hear the word snits used to describe that? Okay. What about kinds of nuts that grow around here?
Pecans, walnuts,
peanuts.
Peanuts.
What about another word for peanuts?
Penders, ground peas, goobers.
Got several.
Yeah.
Okay. This probably doesn't grow around here, but there's a candy bar called a something joy.
Almond joy.
Yeah, okay. All right, and the citrus fruit that grows, so in Florida, California.
Oranges.
Sure. All right. When you're telling me about vegetables that you grew, I don't know if you mentioned the potatoes.
And I forgot potatoes, the most important one.
What about different kinds?
Sweet potatoes, Irish potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Any other name for sweet potatoes people around here would use?
Yams.
Yeah, that's the same thing as sweet potatoes. Okay. And this is another vegetable. It's kind of long and slender, green. You can boil it and it gets kind of slimy.
Okra.
Sure. I think you did mention
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mentioned okra.
Yeah. All right, this word, if you leave an apple out in the hot sun, it's going to dry up and...
rot.
Or another word, you know, to describe it when it gets all wrinkled. You say it's going to...
shrink, shrivel. Oh,
that's what I wanted. Okay. All right. What about corn? The outside covering on an ear of corn.
Shuck.
Do you have a name for the thing that grows right out of the top of the stalk?
Tassel.
All right. And then there's that stringy stuff on the ear.
That's the silks.
Okay. Do you have a name for corn that's tender enough to eat right off the cob?
Roasting ears.
Okay.
Roasting ears.
All right. Who would be likely to use that pronunciation, roasting ears?
Most anybody around here.
Around.
Yeah.
Okay. And this is a big old orange thing that you see at Halloween.
Pumpkin.
Sure. Okay. And, this expression, if somebody has a very sore throat, you might say, well, I'd like to eat that piece of steak, but I just can't
swallow it.
All right, okay, and just for pronunciation, these things that people smoke, they might smoke a
cigarette,
or
cigar,
sure,
pipe.
All righty, that's fine. Okay, some wild animals around here, what would people call a bird that can see in the dark?
An owl.
You have different types.
Screech owl and a hoot owl.
Horn owl.
The screech owl.
Yeah.
Is the screech owl smaller than the hoot owl?
He is, isn't he?
They are small.
Well, they're small.
Hoot owl is a small bird, but he makes an awful racket.
I saw one the other day that I believe he was that big.
Hoot owl.
The river.
Did you ever hear any?
Hoot owl not much bigger than the fish. We shot one out of that river one. I never had seen it.
You ever hear any kind of superstition associated with owls, or maybe a screech owl specifically?
Yes, when I was a child, this colored woman lived on our place. She said a screech owl come, she called him a Scrooge owl, come lit in her tree out by our window. She said, I tied a knot in the corner of my sheet to run him off. I choked him to death.
Why are they afraid of him?
I don't know.
I was just
superstition.
Wondering, is it a sign that somebody's going to die maybe?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah, I think that's an old superstition.
Okay. What about the bird that drills holes in trees?
A woodpecker.
Ever hear anybody
sapsucker.
Okay. Now, woodpecker, you ever hear people around here turn that around?
Pecker
and say,
wood? Yeah. Yes, I've heard that.
Okay.